More and more people are ditching traditional lawns for ecologically diverse, less manicured options for their yards. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports there are a number of simple ways to save water and help sustain wildlife.
A drought-resistant yard doesn't have to be a bunch of colored rock. A. Haven Kearse is a landscape architect and ecology professor at UC Davis.
There's sort of this misperception that people think that, oh, if we go something sustainable or biodiverse, it's just going to look messy.
She says there are many native plants and succulents that can be brought together to create a diverse and beautiful yard, and you don't have to do all of the work all at one time.
If you go at it whole hog and you're, you know, you have to remove all of the lawn and then put in all of your plants right away, it can get expensive. But the beauty of it is that it's a garden and it's a living thing. So it's not like you have to pay for a new building or something. You can take it in pieces.
Kearse says a diverse yard is good for critters.
Especially the native plants. Plants and insects have co-evolved together.
Kearse says for help, check with a nursery or a master gardener. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.